Well, joining us now from studios in Washington is Professor Nabil Mikhail. He's with the George Washington University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, $30 million worth of weapons being sent to these militants. A few days ago, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was pretty sure that none of these weapons or training and funding is landing in the hands of groups like the Al-Nusra Front. What do you make of that?
You can make a lot of leads based on what you just told me. First, what kind of weapons were delivered during the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union? The CIA effort crystallized around the Stinger missile that could hit the helicopters run by the Soviets. So what kind of strategy and tactic will be employed by these weapons? That's a very important point. Are these artillery pieces? Are they helicopters? Are they mines? This is something that will determine the shape of potential and future battles. The question also ultimately centers on the question of the United States' responsibility. When some people will use these weapons, will the United States be responsible for their actions, like the whole debate that was generated back in the 1980s and afterwards as a result of the United States' support of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan? Also, the whole landscape, strategically speaking, lacks any kind of mechanism to regulate the flow of arms. Back during the Bosnia-Herzegovina crisis, there were many calls to arm the Muslims. And now there are shipments of weapons to the anti-Damascus regime, the anti-Damascus forces. So the question is, what kind of balance will emerge? Will other countries get involved? And I'm actually focusing mainly on Russia, because Russia actually has an establishment relationship with an institution, in this case, the Ministry of Defense in Syria. So is the conflict in Syria becoming an arms race, a regional arms race? That's very, very important.
Right. So speaking of which, do you think the U.S. has considered the potential of what kind of different power equations are going to be formed by supplying these arms, by funding these militants? Or do you think the desire to have the government of President Bashar al-Assad removed is so great that it doesn't matter what happens in the future?
This is the $1 million question. As someone who has lived in Washington for quite some time, I can detect the lack of any strategic planning toward Syria. For instance, none of the think tanks that has mushroomed in the Washington DC area has done a major study about the Syrian conflict and its regional and local implications. I do not think even that the institutions in the United States government, even the State Department, does not have a long forecast on Syria. So the White House itself is not focusing on Syria. So I think there is a great deal of the lack of a strategic vision, a strategic planning. And it's time to do this, because we still can terminate the conflict in Syria. We can still seek a peaceful solution. We can basically stave off its negative ramification, especially the refugee crisis, which is ballooning in numbers. But I do not think that the National Security Council has been involved as a coordinating body between the private sector and the public sector and foreign governments in initiating a long-term perspective in Syria. And this is a problem.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Professor Nabil Mikhail with the George Washington University joining us from studios in Washington. Professor, it's always a pleasure having you here with us on Press TV.